it's amazing the variety of men that are available. And I say online that I forgot. It says something about how I miss being loved and loving a man, and I believe in chemistry, and I'm passionate in all my activities, or I didn't say it that way, but then I also let them know that I want to help my man to become all that God wants him to be, and some spiritual aspects of my life. So the very first one was really disappointing because all he wanted to argue about was why I should be a vegan or vegan. And it wasn't that he, just let you be what you want to be, but he was just very argumentative. But I persisted, and I've dated a rodeo man. He was really interesting, and a conductor who is they call them engineers. And I always make sure that you meet him in the restaurant, you go in your car, and you come back in your car. And the only time I didn't do that, I was going to Hawaii. And I think I told you the story about, I'll abbreviate it, about how a friend of mine who I helped spiritually, her whole family, invited me to stay in her $200 a night condo for a week in Maui. And God said no. I said, I hope he asked me again. And she asked me the second year, and God said no inside my heart. And then the third year, it was all systems go. And the reasons were, there was another, I heard about some women who are going to Oahu to minister to some ladies. And so that was the second island, and they invited me to join them. And that was really an amazing experience that I had with the women there. And then also my daughter, it turned out, was invited to go with to her friend's timeshare in a third island, Kauai. My daughter was going to stay a week, and I was invited to stay for 2 days. So that was going to be 2 days free on a third island. And there was a sale on the inner island plane fares. So that was really good. And then I did the thing you never are supposed to do. Never go off with a man you don't know. But I didn't want to pay for a tour guide, and I prayed, and I asked God to show me and bring people who are safe and let me know I can do this. So I put online that I'm only going to be there for so many days on each island, and that I was hoping for lunch and a tour. And I didn't think people would be interested because I'm just coming and leaving. And, oh, I got more men than days available. So I really prayed about who was safe. And this nice lieutenant colonel met me at the airport. And we had I allowed time to correspond before I dated them. And this man has such a good father's heart. He lives in Honolulu. He's a pilot. And he went to the stateside to visit, and then his daughter needed to be moved to clear across country. He came all the way back to Honolulu to settle some business, and was going to go all the way back to help his daughter. And I thought, what an exceptional father. So he said, well, we won't have time, but I'll meet you at the airport, and I'll take you to your motel. So he met me at the motel. He brought me a live lay, which I didn't expect. And we talked. And then he found out I was a real Christian. And the plan was we were going to have dinner. And then after he dropped me off the luggage at the motel. But he brought my luggage in and left. So I guess his expectations were a little different than mine. And then another man, he was so much fun, the man in Honolulu, and he was a perfect gentleman, and it was wonderful. He took me dancing at a hotel, and he didn't dance, and encouraged his men friends to invite me to dance, and I danced all these different dances, steps that I didn't know, but they were such expert leaders that it was easy to follow them. So it was wonderful that he was that way. And then he had such a sense of humor. We went by all these beautiful fountains in Hawaii, and he says, "Oh, honey," when we were walking, "it's been said that some tourists have gone skinny dipping in these fountains. And if the urge should hit you, don't let me, you know, cause you not to." So he was really funny. We laughed. And then he even met me 6 a.m. to help me with my luggage to the airport and give me a ride. And as we were going, the traffic was horrendous. He said it's going to be that way coming back to his office. He owned a firm. And I said, "Oh, I wouldn't have asked you." He said, "Oh, no, that's fine. I knew it was going to be this way, and it's worth it just to have more time with you." And then when I was walking behind him, he had long shorts. I says, "Oh, you have nice legs, Charles." And he put the luggage down, rolled up his pants leg above his knees. "You haven't seen my chiseled thighs." But that's his natural personality, and he was so much fun. And so I didn't bother to date the other men in that island, but just dated him. And then another island, the man I dated's mother was 89 years old. She had been widowed a year, and she just got remarried. So that gave me hope. And then, I've almost fell in love. I think I might have told you about that. David was very handsome, very sweet, and I fell in love with his heart. And it was so neat to feel all those tingles and thrills. And what was special about David was he would work, go home, bathe his dying mother, and he did that for 5 years until she died at 95. What an exceptional man. And then after dinner, I was telling him a story, and he held me, and it felt so good to be in his arms. And when he kissed me, the music was an Italian aria, and it built up to a crescendo as we kissed. And when we finished, I said, "That's just like the movies." And he pointed like it's God. And so we both thought it might be God putting us together. And he said when he held me, it felt so pure. And the last time he felt that was when he was in high school. He fell in love with this girl, and they dated all summer long. And the parents took her away. He lost contact and never saw her. And then after, 30 years, he found her. But she was dying of cancer and married. And he traveled twice a month from Sacramento all the way to Los Angeles. And all he did was hold her hand. And I said, "What about the husband?" He said, "Oh, he didn't mind. It was kind of like a break." And she was so happy to see me. So he did that faithfully, I don't know how long. And then when she was dying, the husband told David that she held on because she wanted to see him one last time. And he got there just before she died. And the nurse, she had deteriorated so badly, the nurse thought she was her husband's mother. But that's David's heart, to still continue to see her all those months. But then it turned out, when I prayed, it wasn't to be David. And I cried for 3 days. And later, I was really happy because I found out later we stayed in touch, and he was going through a lot of things. They foreclosed on his home. He was starting a new business, and that fell apart. And I found out he's a real enabler, and that would have driven me crazy, the things that he did for people that didn't make any sense, that didn't appreciate it. So right now, there's two prospects. One was an opera singer, traveled all over the world and sang in the largest opera houses. And it'd be wonderful if I could lead him into singing in the spirit. Can you imagine an opera singer singing heavenly songs in the spirit? And so he's coming possibly the end of this month. And then another man is here, he just arrived today from California, from Florida, not just to see me, but he's making an out-of-the-way trip to meet me on his way to Southern California. And he sounds really nice, and we kind of click on the telephone and emails. So I don't know, but before I married my second husband who passed away, I wasn't allowed to put down any attributes or characteristics. I got the strong check in the spirit, no. I said, well, I can trust you, God. And then this time, a lady friend, no, I didn't even know her. I was standing with her and a man, and she said, honey, without knowing anything, she said, you can write your list down now because God wants to answer it. And I knew instantly that meant my husband-to-be. And then the man standing next to her said, yes, honey, thus saith the Lord. And he's a real man of God who hears God. So I wrote this list, but I'm beginning to think, maybe I was too specific and too particular because it's taking quite a while. But I'm standing firm. That man is going to come.